Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys morning show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Again. All right, now.
Thank God it's.
Whenever I have rejoins from now on, this is the official Friday song.
Thank God it's.
Good. Campbell's wants to option that from us.
Who?
Campbell's soup. Not the covered bridge.
No.
Not all the cuss words in the bridge, too.
Yeah. Campbell's soup. Good.
Whoever went to Campbell's covered bridge and wrote the C word in huge letters, you're funny.
I'm scared to drive across that thing.
Which, well, it's like 12 people did that.
It's
since
huge.
The last time they cleaned it.
It's so big. It's the first thing you see.
How many cuss words are written on Campbell's covered bridge? All of them, multiple times.
I don't know, but I look for them if people take pictures in front of it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the thing to do. Go up there and do graffiti.
I'm like, this is so nice. And then I went inside, and I'm like, oh, my God, what happened?
Yeah.
So many cuss words.
Nine tried to take the cross from Pretty Place and turn it upside down.
No.
That's not true.
Yeah,
don't do that.
What if he laid brick, and then he made it upside down? They're like, oh, no, it's cursed.
So on this side I go Friday equals last day of the work week, even though tomorrow you get to listen to the worst of the Rise Guys from 6 until 10, unless you're, you know, if you're up working or walk into the farmer's market.
It's fun.
That's
you know
my.
I'm not getting married here if it's upside down.
The fun of walking to the farmer's market is the food I get there. That I, you know, when I get there, but then I gotta walk back.
Would you shuck some corn while you're there, and then put your corn cob pipe back in your pocket and go home?
You ever stupidly buy something big at the jockey lot, but you buy it off one of the tables, and you gotta take it back to your car, and you don't really have much choice but to haul it sometimes. Really, if you buy it like inside, especially, because then you can't. I mean, you buy it where you can't pull up close.
Not that I can think of, but I have Ubered back to my car from the farmer's market.
You ever buy a watermelon at the jockey lot, and you got to tote around a watermelon for 30 minutes?
Oh, they wrote the price on it in Sharpie?
Yeah. He goes, here I am toting around a giant. I mean, this is a big watermelon. I got like 25-pound watermelon. I'm just toting around a jockey lot.
You know what? I ain't had watermelon in for damn ever. I want some.
They got it at the store.
I was reading the thing yesterday. Do they have it?
Get you a pound of salt.
I need you to be on the lookout for Cherry Coke Zero and watermelons now.
I don't blank when people put salt on watermelon. I don't do that.
You'll get some Randy Morton salt.
I'll still talk to you if you put some black pepper on cantaloupe. But if you salt watermelon, we ain't
fine. Wait, what did he say?
Pepper?
That's harsh.
On cantaloupe?
Oh yeah, my dad used to do that.
I've been told mine did.
He also salted watermelon, so I didn't like him for that.
He assaulted a watermelon?
No, he put salt on it.
Oh, you made love to one once.
Did you?
Okay.
Oh, it's a jar of Vaseline, excuse me.
Watermelon, not my dad.
Watermelons are like 80 or 90%. Wow. Watermelons are like, I think, 90% water. Same thing with strawberries.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy. I had no idea.
Yeah, most fruits are mainly water, right?
That's crazy.
I tried to picture. Melons.
Yeah.
Tried to picture if you fit the whole thing when you said he made love to a watermelon.
Yeah.
That's
no, the other way.
Chili.
Here's Ricky Waters, yeah. excuse me. All right. So, yeah, Friday. So, last day of the work week, check. Payday, check. FOF line. Two segments. That's we're tied up.
Yeah.
I don't know how these are going to go. Well, let's find out, I reckon.
Oh, man.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318.
New design.
241-4318.
241-4318. I forget, what is that a parody of?
867-5309.
Oh.
Jenny.
I got your number on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw your name on the Campbell's covered bridge. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I call you behind your back.
Your name the C word?
You know, originally the FOF line was created for to lessen the stress of folks. You know, it could be, you know, a lot of it was road rage at the beginning. It was work rage. It was, you know, relationship rage. And then COVID. And then protests aplenty. And then everything. And then masks.
Yeah.
Good Lord. So it's been a little bit of that here lately. We'll find out what happens now. We're going into the first half. Nine, what are you expecting here as we go into the first half of this week's FOF line?
I have no idea what to expect. I expect that Fat Boy won't catch any hell.
You know, he usually never does. I said before that I would do the FOF line to see, and then I realized I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I don't even know the code to check the voicemails.
It's like if you're the guy who throws the switch on the electric chair,
mm-hmm.
are you going to stick your arm on the chair every now and again just to feel the pain too?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Hell no.
No.
This ain't that, though. That's a horrible comparison. It's not even apples to oranges. That's like apples to chimpanzee greens. Skulls.
Thank that was you. Apples to me kicking your ass.
864. There's going to be some ass kicking.
Apples to fantasies, maybe.
Hope so.
864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
To the f***ing scumbag who stole the tips from subs on Blackstock Road yesterday afternoon. A big f*** you, ass.
Oh, man.
Hey, you leave them alone. Those are good people. That's a good family from New Jersey, and I know them, and they're good people, and they'll whoop your ass, too.
I almost wish we hadn't bleeped it out.
I know. It was
Monster Subs.
It was Monster Subs, yeah.
Don't leave them alone. They're good P1s.
I think that was Joe on the phone.
I don't mind
like.
If you steal from non-P1 businesses.
I know. You don't leave them. They make damn delicious sandwiches, and they're good people, too. They're real nice people. They're really good people.
They're nice people.
Why would you steal from them? They're so good.
They
I don't think
you
got anything
it.
To worry about now.
Hell, they probably give you something. If you ain't got to steal it, they're nice people.
Just go in there and say, hey, man. Well, let's not say that.
No, don't do that. No,
but don't steal.
Yes. What about your commandments, people?
You got a line of people wanting food.
Well, I was going to say, you know, if you're hungry, just go in there. But the people take advantage of that.
I
would never.
We'll just leave it at don't steal.
Don't steal. We'll leave it at that.
I mean, if you're going to steal from a giant corporation, not a family-owned business.
How about not steal at all, people?
Well, if you're going
so
to.
Yeah, like. From the government's fine.
Yeah, if you're going to steal from like Wall Street, that's fine. Nobody would care if you rob Merrill Lynch, but don't do it from a small business.
Yeah. And the mom and poppers, leave them alone.
Yeah.
They're getting hurt enough.
Wait, rob Jeff Bezos, he wouldn't notice.
Yeah, and do not rob farmers either.
No, that's not nice.
Oh, you used to so much.
Yeah. 864-241-4318. The second call of this week's FOF line.
To the soda and mask boy. You for your half-ass listening, you fake-ass wannabe P1. Cherry Coke Zero. That's what they like. Cherry Vanilla Coke. Ugh. Nobody likes that garbage. So, good try on attempting to get free advertisement. But f*** you for not listening. Love your eyes, guys.
What an advocate he is.
Yeah.
Wow.
The guy who did the nice thing catching hell in the FOF line for being nice.
Yeah, you know what I found?
He sent the wrong drinks, but you know, he sent his Max's.
You know what I found out after? What? Is that Fat Boy opened it up ahead of time and knew that that was going to anger me.
Well, you know what? He should let me in on that so we know what we're working with before we just open a box that might be boring on the radio.
That's why I taped it back up.
He didn't.
Could be something dangerous.
You know what? You have to trust my comedic judgment sometimes. How about that?
Yeah.
That's how brutal the FOF line
is. I'll tell you, that we almost didn't open it on the air because we thought it might be boring.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't for me, so I didn't care if you opened it or not.
It's good for the show, though.
Yeah, the guy said...
You ain't.
I've been looking for, or had been looking for Cherry Coke Zero, and the guy was trying to do a nice thing. Some would say he was just trying to get a free plug for his business, but he sent Cherry Coke Vanilla, a six-pack of it, in the mail, which had to be kind of expensive.
Well, you know, there was a lot of empty space in that box. I wonder what else was in there before Fat Boy opened it.
Oh. No,
because there was a lot of, like, empty space in there, and I figure... If it
don't start that,
if
crap.
It got shipped down from
don't
North...
Don't even start
let me finish. Don't, no. Don't interrupt. It's rude.
I'm going to interrupt the hell out of you.
No,
start
you got to let me finish.
He never lets anyone finish.
You got to let me finish.
Girls.
No, okay. If it got shipped down, the drinks getting thrown around the box with the little flimsy box of masks probably would have smashed the masks in. So that means there probably was something else in that box the Fat Boy stole.
There wasn't a damn thing else in that box.
Oh, boy.
That's how stuff gets started because you got to pontificate.
No, because you stole stuff. Are you on the, you're, we on the radio. Why are you on the phone?
You can go to hell. I'm calling FOF. What number is it?
864-241-4318.
Go to hell, mine.
Get off the phone, produce.
Maybe he says.
Leave that on next week.
Clorox wipes and toilet paper.
So, I mean, there was something else in there that we don't know what it was.
They wasn't a mother thing in that box.
You're making cuss.
No.
At this point, Fat Boy's just going to cuss and try to get home early.
Well, he's trying to get home and start drinking liquor.
God. I really hate you guys, honestly.
Me? I didn't say it.
I mean, I'm the one being a dick, not Matt.
Yeah, but he's dick by association.
That's not true.
Well,
I'm not in any associations.
Come on.
Homeowners.
That's in Caitlin's name.
You gotta pay your dues.
This ain't the bit. It ain't supposed to turn on me.
There ain't a bit. You turned on me.
The FOF.
You're the one stealing out of Matt's present box.
The FOF's supposed to be about you guys and other people. It ain't supposed to be on me.
Why? Why?
That's the only thing I get.
What if it was?
That's the only thing I get that's mine.
You get sports.
Oh, that's work.
What to do?
There's a segment. You're getting your own segment. Sports.
Yeah.
Listen, the guy said it. I think I bit my lip pretty good that day. Y'all just laughed because y'all knew that I was probably upset that it was Cherry Coke Vanilla. But guess what? It didn't go to waste.
It made me
Paige
happy.
Paige took it home.
Thank you. I'm
After
happy.
2 days.
Yeah.
She drank them hot for 2 days, and then
well,
she finally
you know
took
what?
Them home.
I did. Actually, all right. I'm grateful.
Well, okay.
Can y'all just get along and... Get on with it.
Well, if Fat Boy stopped stealing out of the mail.
Maybe there was some more swear shirts in there that he took for himself. And a swear hat.
864. Go ahead.
It would have to be an envelope full of money for me to want to take it.
Well, who's saying it wasn't full of money?
Oh, there you
who
go.
Would send it?
Maybe the guy said, hey, they only had 1 6-pack of Cherry Coke Vanilla, but here's $100 to buy more. In ones.
Yep, yep.
Uh-huh. I heard Fat Boy was looking for $3 bills. Here's some.
They fell out of your pocket.
His picture's on them.
Yours. Your butt's on the back of it.
Listen, we're only halfway through the first half. That means we're going into the second quarter of the FOF line.
Hey, Rise Guys, good morning. This is Jonathan. I just want to say, f*** everybody who thinks they can just bring their damn cars here when they're hot in hell and want their oil changed first thing in the damn morning. Just f***ing bring your car when it's cool. Thank you.
Well, what if they're on their lunch hour?
Yeah, I mean, people got to go when they can go.
Nine and I have been sitting at, we go to the same place, and we've been in line at like 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be hot because I've been driving.
Yeah, I mean, I would say to that, honestly.
Wear gloves.
I mean, you should have got a job in air conditioning if that's what you wanted.
Get trained in handling hot oil.
Hot oil, yeah.
Can you not go to a school for hot oil? Like VCR repair?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure up under it on the commercial, it said hot oil.
They should have the under part where they stand under your car in that little cavern.
Yeah.
It's like a little oil cavern. They stand there. They should have that AC. They should have AC there.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, it's kind of, I mean, you kind of got to do these things when you can get to them.
Tricks of the trade.
We get our oil changed next. It's going to be like pee.
Oh, yeah.
They might forget to put oil in next time.
They're not going to tighten it up for you.
We'll notice real quick if they forget to put oil in.
Put peanut oil in there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hell.
864.
Just put 6-quart of lube in his car.
241-4318. It's the FOF line.
For all y'all complaining about your job, if you hate it that bad, just quit. If you hate your job that much to where you got to call the FOF line and bitch about it, just quit and find something else. Quit being a little bitch. Tickle your eyes, guys.
I don't understand that.
I need a direct, yeah, like who was being a little bitch? Like, not, he wasn't referring to us, I don't guess, but somebody that called because of their job. I mean, you can't say that. Like, no. If you don't like your job, just quit. What about them hungry mouths to feed?
Yeah.
We all have days, and this is what they do. People need to vent.
I mean, there are people that say, well, I'm tired of working. I'm going to take some time off. Are you Robin Leach? Did you just crap money? You can just go wherever? You don't have to work? And there are a lot of people like that, especially the younger generation, younger professionals. Might as well take some time off.
Yeah.
Hell with working. Are you loaded?
How do you not have bills?
What are they called, too? They're going to take a break, but they're going to take a...
Sabbatical?
Sabbatical, yeah. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means.
You'll furlough yourself.
Yeah. All right.
I'm full hot now.
Good.
You're full hot?
Yeah, you are hot.
Still mad. Right. You should go cool off whatever you stole out of the mail.
I'm full hot on the deal now. Does that window open? I'm going to throw him at it.
Ain't throwing me nowhere.
You couldn't pick him up.
Mm-mm. Could not.
I couldn't pick you up.
Well, you tried, and look what happened.
864-241-4318. It's halftime. When we come back, the second half of the FOF line with Freaking Me, with Paige, with Nine, and Hot Boy. Full Hot Boy.
I hope you get tongue-tied here in a minute.
Is that what you're looking for?
No.
All right.
Rev.com app makes your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere.
The Rise Guys rock.
On the Radio.com app.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys morning show. Good morning to you. It is 8:30. Back-to-back hours on time.
Look at that.
I love it.
It'll never happen again.
Also, don't forget tomorrow. 12 noon, Road America, NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Oh, it's a great race.
I've been told again that I can mention the Xfinity Series again.
Yes, yes, we've been given clearance. But yeah, it's a great race, good track.
Yeah. 12 noon, bitches.
Yep.
Is that the one Jug won?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's good there.
Yeah, so tomorrow.
Well,
you got to
point out that he only won one, though, you jerk.
He's sitting at the airport right now listening in some kind of weird city.
I mean,
that's offensive. The name of that city is offensive, Jug.
He's won like 30.
Yeah, so watch him and support him tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe if he wins again, you can steal the trophy, Fat Man.
Yeah, watch the race
tomorrow. I'm going to put it up your ass when I get it.
Watch the race tomorrow and tweet me how it's going, please. I'll be at the farmer's market.
Come on, man.
864-241.
Wet market.
4318. The FOF line. We're in the second half, and here we go with call number 5.
My ex-wife.
Oh, what's her
son, his birthday's in a week, turning 10 years old. She hasn't really been in his life for 9 years, but, you know, figure, well, hell, maybe since he came out of her, maybe she'll remember his birthday. So I go on there, and I'm looking, and sure enough, he says, oh, it's my baby's birthday in a week. And I'm like, oh, dang, she did remember. Nope. It's her new husband's birthday. And by God, she's going to celebrate the hell out of that and talk about that and be all about that. Meanwhile, she's got a kid turning 10. I don't even know if she remembers his birthday. So this is her second man since we were together. Got kids with both of them. She ain't even said a damn word to our son in over 5 years. Ain't said a word to me. Ain't said a word to anybody. He has a mom, my wife. That's his mom. He loves her to death. She loves him to death. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad she ain't in his life, but her. Deadbeats. Anyways, thank you, Rise Guys, for having this line, for me to be able to say that. Her. Love y'all.
Wow, that's an. I'd like to have that on a t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
Blank her, love y'all.
Oh, I thought you meant everything he just said.
Oh, I'd have to get a XLT.
That'd be all over print, too.
Yeah. Maybe she's taking a vow of silence like Nitschke did.
Maybe.
Ray, not Ray. Frederick, not Ray.
No, not Nietzsche, Nitschke.
Nietzsche.
That'd be bad if, you know, she acknowledged his birthday now. I mean, the kid moved on, right?
That right. I mean, that's some major, major issues. Like, not that the dad gets like a free pass, but the mom, if she forgets the kid's birthday, good Lord.
I know. That's what you're supposed to remember, that stuff.
I mean, for her, it's like, oh, man, I'll never forget it. Oh, yeah. God.
I know Jared said, since he came at her, I thought she'd remember.
She gave birth. I mean, come on.
Dads can afford to be emotionally absent. Moms can't get away with
it. Well, it's just, I don't know.
I'll show you two who did.
It's just, you know, I feel bad for him. I feel bad for her because obviously there's a bigger issue there, and I feel bad for the little boy or the little girl.
The child, the most.
The child, yeah. All right.
Baby Yoda, they call him the child.
Do they?
Yeah.
The golden child was Eddie Murphy.
Well, it was the kid.
Yeah, he was the bald kid.
You know what Netflix is doing? I should call the FOF line about this. Netflix is changing the movie covers of movies on the Netflix selections to make you think, oh, this is something new. No, yeah, it's not. You change the cover of it.
They do that. Just freshen it up. Give you like a still shot of the movie sometimes.
I don't care for that very much.
I don't like it either.
I don't use Netflix as much lately.
Hold on. I'm calling the FOF line.
You know me. I'm HBO Max guy now.
Uh-huh. You watch that pickle movie.
I'll watch that this weekend, hopefully.
What is the pickle movie? I saw your text. What is that about?
It's the one where Seth Rogen plays his own grandpa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Why is it the pickle thing?
Because he was pickled for 100 years and then came back.
Yeah. He fell in pickles.
Okay.
He fell into brine and got pickled for 100 years.
It looks good.
All right.
Oh, man.
Was that number 6?
I believe it's number 5.
Okay, number 5. So that means 3 more to go. The FOF line, 864-241-4318. FOF, of course, standing for F Off Friday. Let's see who this person wants to F off. Let's say F off too, I suppose.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I just wanted to call and say this is a bunch of bullshit. I'm tired of everybody just talking about every little thing. Like, you've got the COVID going on, we've got politics going on. All that is relative. The one thing that really pisses me off is you got all these businesses that have been tested positive, and you got people that are still f***ing working there. And now you still want them to come back to work with people testing positive. If we would have done what we should have done in March and just f***ing stayed home for a month, we'd already be past this f***ing wave. People, it's not f***ing rocket science. It's common sense. Put on a f***ing mask. Stay 6 feet away. Wash your hands. Don't touch gum on the ground or pick up something off the ground. If you do, wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't pick your nose. Damn, what the hell is wrong with people? You got a brain, use it. If you don't have a brain, do us all a favor. Move the f*** away. Later, guys.
That's a good point he kind of made there. Uh-huh. Is, you know, with baseball, we're talking about that way early this morning with all that. One of the things in baseball they would do would adjust their crotch area.
Yeah,
all the time. They have to sanitize after doing that?
I don't know, man. I don't see them all wearing masks in the dugout. They shake hands. They bump fists. They're not supposed to celebrate after home runs.
Well, you want to know something else?
What?
All these mask mandates are not being enforced anywhere.
Mask mandates.
The mandate that you have to wear them when you go in restaurants, that ain't being enforced nowhere.
No.
Like, how could you?
Yeah, I mean, you can't.
You're going to ask somebody to leave after you've had months and not having money? Business?
Well, I'm talking about just from an enforcement standpoint, like outside enforcement. You can't.
I will.
Who's going to levy the fine on somebody?
Well, like in theory.
The police that they wanted to fund.
Yeah, you can't do it, man. You can't kick them out.
No, you can't.
Because they'll cause a scene. And I don't know what legal rights you have.
I'll come back and burn your business down.
Yeah.
I tell you what, this may make me sound old, but I remember Bilo, where they had a crow's nest in Bilo with a dude with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And it would be at the front of the store in a crow's nest above even where, like, the bookkeeper and the people would tally up the money would sit. And he'd sit there with a shotgun. And you know what? Nobody stole.
No.
They didn't wait for the beeper to go off. He'd sit there and watch people. And if it even looked like they were stealing, he'd shoot them. Oh, you wouldn't shoot him.
No.
But he would. You'd see that gun there, and you'd know what? Hey, I won't steal from that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if he shoots you for shoplifting, he's in a hell of a lot more trouble than you are, except you dead.
This is the 80s. It was okay then.
I don't think it was.
Well, then remove that from the podcast.
We in a good mood. We good.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. We're hanging out.
Why don't you steal this call instead of playing it?
We're hanging out and having a good time.
We're having a good time. We're having fun.
Two more to go. Oh,
yeah, geez. But I put the heat on the back end.
Well, you usually do.
Chinese lightning heat?
Yeah, I tried
to. Oh, God.
I tried a new strategy. Usually, you know, try to put it on the front, get it out of the way.
Send this out in a nice mood.
Yeah. It's two left.
If I get burned too hard on this one, I will leave and not come back.
What?
Maybe not ever again.
Well, if I get burned hard, I'll go home.
Actually, I'll go to the Georgia burn unit first.
Oh, my
God. We need to get one in South Carolina, by the way. Let me mention
that. Yeah, why do they get all our business?
Why do we not have a South Carolina burn unit?
Because they put it in Augusta.
Well, because that's where the experts are.
Yeah, well, tough blankie. But anyway, all right. Two more to go.
Yeah, are they both about us?
No, neither one of them are going to be.
I bet one of them is.
Mm-mm. I know him. 864.
He's trying to figure it out.
241. It's like Rubik's Cube in here. 864-241-4318. This is the FOF line.
Nine, go f*** yourself. I cannot believe that you don't like to listen to the music that is awesome on the planet. You need to get a f***ing life. Guess what? I'm going to completely f***ing roast you this entire f***ing weekend and all f***ing next week. You will enjoy this. Have a fantastic day, Nine. Go f*** yourself.
It wasn't much of a roast.
No, you can't really get mad at that.
Well, he said he was going to do it all weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going to be coming up.
You're going to stuff him in a crock pot.
Yeah.
Instapot.
Yeah, I do not like Breaking Benjamin or Evanescence.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, I was trying to figure out.
I think there was a few years there in the early 2000s where they were really trying hard to kill rock and roll with all that sad music stuff. It's all like sad and about bad relationships. This is not really rock and roll.
Really?
It isn't.
You haven't listened to much.
Oh!
Who do you?
What the blank? That was meaner than the FOF.
No, but I'm saying rock and roll is all about relationships.
No, it isn't all about relationships. A lot of it is, but it doesn't have to be all that sad Breaking Benjamin BS.
You win, Nine.
Dude, there was only two mics on the
whole time. I know. Me and Fatboy turned our mics off for that whole little interlude there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Fortunate Son's not about a relationship, is it? AC/DC didn't have a bunch of relationship songs. Metallica didn't have a bunch of relationship songs. I can't think of many, very many thrash metal relationship songs. I mean, Motley Crue had songs about blanking strippers, but they weren't dating them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all good?
Prison Sex was kind of about a relationship.
Uh-huh.
I don't want there to be tension.
No, I just said you won.
Because there's one left.
You win.
Yeah, but when someone concedes, they're being sarcastic.
Exactly,
about that,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine,
you win.
I'm good with it, man. I don't like a band. That's all it is.
Fatboy, how'd you score that?
I don't know, man. It probably goes to nine. Yeah. I think Paige shouldn't give him the business.
I think Paige won it.
What?
It's a tie.
Well, one of you can be wrong, and the other one can be Fatboy.
He's going to be wrong.
I agree.
No, I didn't agree with him. I'm going to play this last call twice.
Okay. It must be something really nice then.
Oh, yeah.
864. 241. I really do feel bad for Fatboy. 864-241.
Well, I didn't ask you to. Quit it.
All right, the 9-1. 864-241-4318. The FOF line.
You sure?
I guess.
Let's do it.
All right, well, first of all, I'm going to say, you fat boys, I don't know how hard your job is. I know you come in an hour before them other boys. You know what I'm talking about, because you come in at 5 o'clock for the rewind. So I imagine you probably clock in 15 minutes beforehand, because you fat boy and fat boy. The other Rise guys, you know, y'all know who y'all are, and both of y'all. You snickering motherfucker with your damn sunglasses. You tattoos on your below your damn elbows. You know who you are. I ain't gonna say your name. Beard old motherfucker. I'm in that shit. That's my Andy damn Beard, you And you other motherfuckers used to weigh 9,000 pounds. Wink. I ain't gonna say your name. But you got nine chins, nine eyebrows up under your nine damn thighs. F***ing knives up under your nine asses. You still ugly as f***. I mean, damn, did you hit every branch on the ugly tree on the way down, boy?
He ain't trying to
y'all
bait me.
Boys. Fat boy, f*** you. You're not a f*** boy, you're just a fat boy. You got me, fat boy, you know what? Have a good night. the air conditioning car is about gone out, so my old lady's showing me so it'll be time for me to come in the house. That must mean I'm going to get some booty called tonight. So I need some reefer in the house, so I got my car, set my car, and we go. But you know what? This show is about a 9.5 out of 10. Work harder, or else y'all are going to be like John Boy and Billy. Y'all.
Are we going to own car lots?
We're going to be wealthy as hell?
Play 20-year-old bits 90% of the time? Is that the way
we're going to be millionaires. All right.
We can play Pickerhead Road then.
Yeah.
Hornets box seats? Is that what we're going
to
have?
Yeah. I feel bad for him that he said he has to go out through his car to get to smoke weed, but he still thinks it's his house.
Oh, shit. I think it is.
If you got to go out to your car to do that, it ain't your house.
His wife's showing him blankies. That's
when he said the one with the beard oil, though, I can't put my finger on who he's talking about. But that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
You got to hear that call uncut.
Somebody got 9 eyebrows, too.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
What?
9 eyebrows?
Nine eyebrows? I think I said I have 9 knives under my ass.
Oh.
I don't know what he meant, man.
Wow.
I had to cut out some stuff. You know, like you could bleep certain words?
Yeah.
I had to cut out a couple phrases just for content.
But what are the initials of those? Like EMA or SMD?
Like he goes into detail about the beard oil.
Oh, okay.
Like what's in there.
Oh.
You got to hear it uncut.
Do you keep going as this?
Yeah, voice? Yeah.
Okay. Let's make sure it's that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, which I don't know what that is, to be honest with you.
Well, not us.
Not us, no.
F,
those type of boys are usually like ones that are like...
Rolling in it.
They're like young male prostitutes.
Yeah, they're usually, usually like handsome, like my... I got a
we're
buddy,
old male prostitutes.
I got a buddy of mine who a few months ago hooked up with... All right, he had sex with a married woman while her husband watched, and they bought him a new iPhone over it. That's a blank boy.
Yeah, I thought that was cuckolding.
No. I mean, it kind of is, but the fact that you're the guy who they want, the couple recruits to come in and have sex with one of them while the other one watches, then they buy you an iPhone, that does make you a blank boy.
What if they get him a 5C?
Or a prostitute. Get him a what?
Got him a 5C. Not even a new one.
No, it was like a 7, I think.
God, man, that's fun.
But do you know what the lady looked like? It doesn't matter, don't answer.
I know he's 23 and she was older than his mama.
I want to see what they all look like.
Wow, for a phone.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
What can you get for just watching? Like, well, if I want to peek through the window.
Do
they sell tickets?
I don't know.
I'm on Eventbrite right now. I see nothing about it.
But it wasn't just like regular. It was, you know, kind of.
Oh, man.
God goodness. Bless.
Yeah.
I don't know who earned what.
She could have a handicap tag for that.
You into that?
Y'all have all met the guy. I can't say on the radio.
You into
y'all
that?
Met him.
I never tried.
Oh.
To really? Tell somebody to quit. No, I mean, I've never tried.
Really?
Hold it back
up. It don't
up.
Seem like you wouldn't walk past that and just like, you know.
No, he means giving, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't taking it.
Yeah, he means giving.
So back to the question, you ever tried that?
I ain't going to be able to go back to easily now. I'm going to get run out of town.
This is the most fun I've had since yesterday.
It's about to end.
Jimmy, have you tried that?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Could you walk?
Yeah, I was fine. Yeah, a little bow-legged. That was good, though.
May I?
Yeah.
Paige? Well, let me turn it upside down. I said Lana that way. My bad.
One of them says a different bad word. Oh, don't look at the one you're holding up behind you. I wrote that for Fat Boy.
I'm out.
No, I told you not to.
I'm out at that. Why'd you look? You're on your own. I do not want that.
He saw what he didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, it means, I mean, yeah, see, that's in my scrap pile. I'm throwing away.
You recall the FOF now. We're going to have to rip all these up, by the way.
No, mine said Jesus saves.
Yeah, this is fine.
Mine's fine.
Thank you for that.
Oh, it says saves? I thought it said the other.
No!
Oh, my gosh. Hit him.
He's wearing a basketball Jesus
Stop
shirt.
It.
That's sacrilegious.
You so he stays active.
Not.
He's been alive forever.
See, now I see your pain. You have to deal with that.
The Fat Boy is actively disrespectful of other people's religious views.
I'm going to get home at 10:30 and nothing fun's going to happen until Monday.
No, you'll be cursed.
You'll be too drunk to know what's happening until Monday.
If you're like me and hate Fat Boy's guts,
hopefully.
See it.
The phone number to call is 864-241-4318. That's 864-241-4318.
Y'all fun as hell today.
I feel victimized.
Y'all playful today. I like this.
You saw cussing on the paper.
What? He told me not to turn around. Of course, anybody says don't look, you're going
to
look.
Well, how am I supposed to get you to not look besides saying don't look?
Well,
if I tell you to look, you're gonna look.
You damned him, not me.
Oh, boy.
Thank you.
I don't know what to think.
As nobody asked.
You're damning his daddy. I'm saying he'll save you.
No, it would, if it was in the other order of words, it would be that.
Yeah, whatever. Fat boy, you want to be best friends? All right, we'll take a break.
Oh, boy.
You hate his
you
guts.
You can't go to the dark on. Side. Come on.
Don't do that to me.
Folks, I'm trying to conclude the broadcast. 864-241. All right.
Sorry.
Listen to 93.3 The Planet on your Amazon Echo or Echo Dot. Just ask Alexa to listen to 93.3 The Planet.
93.3 The Planet.
You get it all. The Rise Guys. 93-minute rock blocks. Ask Alexa to listen to 93.3 The Planet.
Well, that's the most awesome thing I've heard all day.
The Planet Rocks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.